put them all up here today. Okay, well, it's a hard fought game, okay? And we learned a little something today. Learned a little something about ourselves today. We've been in this end of the pool for a long time now, okay? And I just kept saying that eventually it's going to happen, okay? And today they just refused to give up the rope, so my hat's off to the people in that locker room. Greatest feeling in the world is to see them smile. So it's a hell of a bunch of guys. They don't stop playing. They play hard. We don't always do it right, but they play hard. If you play with that kind of effort, good things will happen. I'm proud of them. So credit to the team across. They're a good football team. They're going to be there at the end. Hey, but today was our day. So, kids played well.
Did you learn something about this team? What did you learn?
I learned that they fight. Okay? And they learned, okay, that if you get somebody into that end of the pool and you keep pulling the rope hard enough, good things will happen. And good things happen. Today, the offense took the football down the field at the end of the game and did it the good old-fashioned Oakland Raider way. Okay? They ran it and ran it and ran it and were efficient. Okay? And we made a big play. Quarterback made a heck of a play. James made a heck of a play. Went back out there on defense. And those kids were relentless. Hey, it was a heck of a thing to watch. And if you didn't learn anything from it, I apologize for you.
Talk to me about the buck stops with you. Can you just express like the emotional toll this has taken on?
It's been unbelievable. It's been a heck of a deal. Okay, but you know, it's not the toll on me. It doesn't have anything to do with it. You know, it's a toll on those kids in that room, you know, seeing them every single week show up into that team meeting or into that locker room and, you know, and not smile, you know. And when you walk in there right now, it's a total different feeling. You can never forget that feeling. It's been a long time since we had that feeling. Hey, but you know, we're going to take our time right now here with a couple days off and get a chance to enjoy it a little bit. You know, it's a nice thing about playing on Thursday. Get a chance to sit back a little bit, take a deep breath, and enjoy it a little bit. So we're going to do that, and we're going to get back to work, and we're going to try to win another one. You know, honestly, I thought that I felt like we can run the ball downhill at him a little bit. And, you know, I had said to Skip at one point, we lost Latavius there. And I felt like Marcel, you know, I mean, I tried to get him involved a little last week that way. It just didn't fall out, hey, that way. But, I just felt like we need to get this guy back there. He's big back. You know, anytime I've ever used him that way or seen him used that way, he can push the pile a little bit. And I felt like we were moving him pretty good a little bit there. And, you know, and he did a heck of a job. He really did. You know, I mean, you know, I don't think the guy took a handoff this, you know, this week in practice. And, you know, he's just always ready, you know, and, I mean, a real Oakland Raider. It's a heck of a win for our football team, okay, but certainly for Derek. You know, I mean, a young quarterback against a good team like that, you know, here on a big stage, you know, going out there, being able to put that drive together at the end, you know, and win a football game like that and do it, you know, with your offense being out there. And obviously we've struggled a little bit in the last couple of weeks, but, you know, today there were some really good things out there. Really good things that happened. You know, I mean, that team hadn't given up a rushing touchdown all year. So, and there were two of them put on them really quick, you know, and that was, you know, a couple good runs and some good blocking and some good things done. But I thought Derek handled himself really well in that environment, especially towards the end. He had a great look in his eye at the end of the game, you know, and as they all did. But it's good for a young quarterback like that to get that first one.
Touchdown and add the two
sort of have the line take control of the game.
Yeah, I just kept talking to him on the sideline about putting it on their back. We need to put it on your back. We need to put it on your back. If we're going to win this game, we're going to win this game running the football. We're going to win this game running the football. And, you know, I mean, they were awesome that way. You know, I just know that today our jerseys were going the right way, you know, and it was good to see, you know. It's my kind of football, and it was good to see. And, you know, I thought Greg called a heck of a game and you know, really did a good job there. I thought they both did, Greg, JT. You know, I mean, I thought those guys did a heck of a job. Those coaches deserve a lot of credit in there, too, for hanging in there with me. I'm not always the easiest guy to deal with. But they did a heck of a job. Did he earn more snaps? Yeah, I mean, that was kind of, you know, obvious. We put him in there early, and, you know, we got him going early. And, I mean, we ran the ball the way he ran the ball today. He earns more snaps, no doubt about it. So, you know, I mean, I think, you know, we just got to see how he comes out of this thing here and you know, and what happens with him here over the next couple of days. Luckily, you know, we have a few days here right now. Nah, I just think he just, you know, we've seen him getting better and better in practice, and doing some good things, you know, and I think we felt like, you know, we needed to get a big back in there a little bit too, you know, and run the ball as a change up. You know, I thought those guys ran the ball hard today, all of them, but, you know, I mean, at the end of the whole thing, Latavius is a big back that can break some tackles, and we wanted to see what he can do, and little by little, when you put him in there, he kind of jumped out at you, and, you know, the plan today was clearly to get him going. You know, we wanted to get him going early in the game. And we did. You know, unfortunately, we lost him there.
Coach, talk about Charles Wesley and Neil Morris playing tonight. Those guys are all over the field.
Yeah, I thought they played really well. They flew around, you know. And, I mean, CO, you know, has been doing a nice job the last several weeks, you know, really flying around. But they played with a lot of energy today. You know, Charles, I mean, played with a ton of energy. You know, he did a good job. You know, I had to put, you know, we put him back there, returned some punts tonight too. I mean, this guy just says, whatever you need me to do, coach, I'll do. You know, I called him up in the office this week and talked to him a little bit about maybe having to use him that way. I said, coach, I'll do whatever you want to do. I said, all right, I just want you to fair catch the ball. He looked at me and laughed. So I knew that wasn't a possibility at that point. So
Yeah.
Well, I mean, listen, you know, anytime you have success, you know, I mean, success kind of breeds success. And I mean, you know, I feel like those guys, you know, had a good feeling early in the game. We were running the ball and making efficient runs, you know, good, solid, efficient runs. And then the big one comes out of there, you know, and it was just a matter of time, we felt like, before the big one came out of there. Not today necessarily. I mean, I've been saying all along, we're a guy away, we're a guy away, we're a guy here, we're a guy there, you know, and on that particular play, we weren't a guy. I mean, you know, we blocked them all. And, you know, they made a nice play, and the kid made a nice run, and he finished the run, you know, which was good to see, you know. And get somebody to second level like that clean, you want to see him finish it, and the guy finished the run. Nah, we just kept, you know, honestly, I seen a different look in him today, you know, and we had talked about it. You know, in the meeting room yesterday, this morning, you know, we talked about it. We just talked about look, this is a good football team we're playing, and it may come into that again where we get into this end of the pool. You know, we get deep into the game, and, you know, we can't let go of the rope. We got to find a way to win, and you're getting close, fellas. You're getting close to finding this way to win. And, you know, there's no magic to that. You got to do it together. And the guys in that room have stuck together. You know, from day one, I think every one of you has seen that. You know, I mean, they're together. I appreciate their effort in there, and I appreciate them, you know, what they did and them sticking with me. I didn't pull them aside, but I'm going to let them enjoy this right now, okay, but, you know, eventually we got to talk about it, yeah. So we got to have a little conversation about that. But, I mean, you know, at that point I had to kind of do something to stop, you know, the clock. And, I mean, they were on the ball. And, you know, that's something that just two young players, we got to learn. I love their energy and their passion, you know, but it's just something that we got to learn from. So,
thank you guys.
Thanks.